All right, we are the MMA Titans. This is the first MMA Titans AFE tour. We're going to be hopping to Europe next month already. But we have the MMA Titans as some of the best fighters in the world who have fought all over the place. UFC, Brave, PFL, Bellator. And what we do is we give a Q&A, we introduce ourselves to everyone, and then basically we break out into a grappling session. We've already had two so far with everyone here. We have a big one coming up today, and they get to learn some of the most difficult submissions to do, some of the most effective submissions from some of the best fighters in the world. And it's been an honor to be here. And with that said, I'm going to turn it over to the rest of the crew.
No. The base commander was like, listen, guys, let's not do the striking aspect of things. So what we are doing is showing some jiu-jitsu and wrestling, doing like a seminar where we do a period of instruction, and all the fighters walk around and help the participants, you know, kind of progress through what they've been taught. But then we do live rolling at the end, and that's kind of where, you know, someone who comes in gets the opportunity to roll with, you know, Jessica, who's an amazing fighter, fought for the title. Charles Rosa, maybe, you know, Shorty Torres, who's a current champ. Preston Parsons, and then me, the husky old guy. You know, they get a chance to kind of participate with us, and, you know, it's really, more than anything, it's a morale kind of opportunity, but focuses in on what our sweet spot is, which is in fighting.
It's a mix. Yeah. A mix of everything, it's really. Actually, everyone here has fought for UFC before.
Well, not the husky old dude.
Lex is the owner of Titan Fighting Championship, which is an amazing organization.
I work with the UFC.
Right, and I'm fortunate enough to be the play-by-play guy for them as well. So, I mean, when we say some of the best fighters in the world, it's not hyperbole. Yeah. Truly.
Yeah, Titans put over 170 fighters into the UFC. Preston has fought for me. Charles has grappled for me. Shorty has been a double champion for us, all UFC. Jessica's in the UFC, fought in Bellator. You know, I fought actually twice, once at 49 and then the second time when I turned 51, not because I thought I was going to be the next Brock Lesnar, but because I wanted to raise awareness about PTSD and veteran suicide and raise some money. So between those two events, the first one, which I won, we donated $50,000. The second one, which I got my rear end kicked, still donated $50,000. So it was a win, and that's kind of what this whole thing about for us is, just kind of finding ways to give back.
Okay, so are you a veteran yourself?
I am. I'm a Marine. Two tours of Somalia with 1-7. Titan is essentially, the best way that I think I can help people understand it is, we're like the minor leagues to the UFC.
Okay.
So I have a media rights deal with the UFC where they take our fights and put it on their digital distribution platform, which is called UFC Fight Pass. So think of Netflix for combat sports.
Okay.
And then part of that is that my job is to go find the best up-and-coming talent and kind of groom them, get them great fights, build their brands up. So, and then when it's time, pass them along to the UFC so that there's already, people are already aware of who these people are and what their accomplishments are in fighting.
I'm Jessica Penny. I am currently on the UFC roster. I am a former title contender. I was on the inaugural season of The Ultimate Fighter for the 115-pound weight class. I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu, brown belt in judo. And I'm here to just, you know, share my knowledge with everyone. Happy to be here and having a great time so far.
And my name is Preston Parsons. I'm an active UFC fighter, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm currently working my way towards a title shot, hopefully. And I'm happy to be here as well, and happy to work with the troops.
And my name is Charles Boston Strong Rosa, 14-time UFC veteran, 3-times Fight of the Night Award winner, and black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So definitely happy to here to train some of the troops, teach them some of the skills we got. You know, maybe they could use it in combat one day. So boost the morale, like Lex said.
It's like, this thing come any lower? Yeah. Hi, my name is Jose Shorty Torres. First ever 2-time IMUF world champion, 2-division, 5-time Titan FC world champion, UFC veteran, and current Brave Combat Federation bantamweight champion.
Well, I think, Johnny, if you could give the times for today.
Yes, so today is our final day, unfortunately, because we do love Gitmo. I mean, the water's warm and the people are friendly. What else could you ask for? But today at 16:30, so we're going to be at the big gym. I don't quite know what the name of the gymnasium is, but
the Dennis Fitness Center.
There it is, the fitness center. We're going to be there at 16:30, and we're going to be there for a while. We're going to do a Q&A so everyone can learn more about the fighters' lives and their stories and their careers. But then once again, we're gonna have the mats on the floor, and we're gonna break off into as much grappling as we can get done, and we're gonna go for at least a couple of hours. So if you can make it out, please do. You're gonna love it. The last 2 days have been truly amazing to connect with all the soldiers, and to you can see how excited they are to see these guys and girls here, because they truly are amazing at what they do, and to learn from the best, I mean, you can't beat that. So